Horse trading takes its place among time-honored legislative preoccupations. Time-honored or scorned, take your pick. You can see it up close and personal now as the General Assembly settles into action. Governor Hogan made the first move. Before the session began, he came to Baltimore bearing new thoughts about our vacant housing problem. Vacants represent the most visible symbol of the city's decline. Vacants are an anchor, or a noose, around the city's neck. Vacants look like stagnation and terminal decline. Many occupants of City Hall have tried valiantly to get a handle, or a wrecking ball, on the problem. We get nowhere because the problem is monumental, pervasive, and complicated. So here comes Governor Hogan promising a $700 million fix. Details to follow. Actual money to follow. People who had worked on this issue for years were nevertheless elated. But when the governor's budget came down, it was difficult to see how much new money was actually there. Turns out $75 million or so is new. Much of the rest is repackaged money from other grants already in hand, not as new or as grand as it seemed. Later, the governor assured legislators more money will appear in supplemental budgets. Horse trading alert. Was the governor setting up a trade? The so-called new money for something he wanted? That prospect seemed less certain than the original headlines promised. Hogan makes similar assurances to Senate President Mike Miller about $15 million for the Prince George's Regional Hospital. Miller and House Speaker Bush counter by promising a bill that would require the governor to put the money in his budget. A kettle of fish, to be sure. Not to mix metaphors, but a kettle of fish is a horse trader's paradise.